The speed travel at 525. You know, that breaking news that you just had for the NFL, that's not the real breaking news this afternoon from the NFL world. The real breaking news. Chris Berman is stepping down from his post at ESPN of hosting their NFL studio programming, amongst many other things. He's still going to have some role, but no more Home Run Derby, no more NFL studio programming. That's really, I think, the two places people know him from the best.
I just weeped a little.
I assume you're being sarcastic.
A little bit.
And Tyler, when I brought this up to him, I know you said you're not a big... I'll let you speak for yourself. You're not a big Berman fan?
Well, no.
Berman guy?
No, it's not even that. I mean, he's fine. And that's why I just don't care. Like,
okay.
He doesn't really move the needle for me that much anyway. I know that he's a legend, but like, I don't watch a whole lot of that particular program, you know, NFL Live or whatever it is that's on Sunday nights after all the NFL action ends. So it just doesn't matter much to me.
I love him in the NFL role. I love him doing the highlights. I like watching him doing the highlights every Sunday. Clearly, he's got a shtick. Clearly, it's corny, but it works. And maybe part of that is just nostalgia. He's been doing it for so long. I've watched it for so long. But I've actually grown to really like it. And that's, I mean, I think you know me well enough. Typically, some kind of shticky thing like that is not going to be what I would really go for. But I like it. I like it.
I'm with you, John, there, about the NFL highlights. I think that's what he does best.
I agree.
And what would come second to me, this is actually kind of weird, but I kind of like him during the NFL draft. I think he kind of brings a different flavor to the draft with, you know, all the – he's not exactly the talking head. He's the host that kind of moves things along. Mm-hmm. But he also – he's a good filler. And his dialogue is really good during that time.
I'll certainly agree that what he does best is NFL highlights, because it's definitely not going to be the Home Run Derby or calling NFL games. And if you'll recall, the last like two or three years, ESPN has almost literally thrown him a bone and allowed him to do the first Monday Night Football game of the season on play-by-play, and it has not gone well at all. I am a big fan of Awful Announcing and the blog site that kind of analyzes analysts or TV announcers. And they just ripped him apart for how poorly he was doing while calling games. It seemed like he had lost a step.
Which is fair. I think he's obviously better at some things than others. But I would also say they throw a lot of guys bones. You kind of notice that. Steve Levy, for instance, in bowl season did the Orange Bowl, and then the next day was doing one of
did
the
a nice
semifinals
job
on the radio. They throw guys like that bones. And Berman's been there from the get-go. He was there from the jump, literally when ESPN started. So I think that's the other aspect of it that's cool to me. He's been there the whole time and stuck it out from when ESPN was nothing to where it is right now. And the release that they had, he said, hey, I want to finish with the team I started on. And now, frankly, it's not like it's free agency eras of the NFL and Major League Baseball where nobody stays on the same team anymore. But tons of people are jumping back and forth between networks and TV right now. You know, Fox Sports 1 poached a lot of ESPN talent. People left to go get a bigger paycheck there, and I think probably to get out of Bristol. They don't want to be in Connecticut. So it's cool that Berman has decided to stay there the whole time and really be the face there. ESPN has turned into a place, and I remember reading this in that book that came out. Those guys have all the fun. The giant book about ESPN 5 years ago, something like that. ESPN's philosophy for a while, ever since Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann, has been they're not going to let any one guy or girl, whoever it is, any one person, one talent, turn into like the face of ESPN or the face of this. They're not going to pay somebody $5 million like Skip Bayless is getting at Fox Sports 1, because to them it's more just about those four letters, ESPN, and not the one person, not the star power. Berman is a guy who bucks that trend. You know, he's been grandfathered in, basically, because he was there before and is still there now and is a guy that they want to retain. I think there's a lot to like there about just the way Berman has gone about things. You know, personal anecdote, I saw him actually speak at a fairly small setting at a function that I went to over the summer for sportscasters, and he was great. He just sat there and answered questions, told stories. They kept wanting him to leave to go to – he was getting some award. They kept wanting him to leave for his award ceremony, and he was brushing them off, saying he wanted to just stay and field more questions. You know, he was super gracious with his time. So – I have a lot of respect for Chris Berman. I do like him on the NFL thing. I figured that would be more unpopular because you cringed a little bit when I brought this up.
Oh, no, it's just not as – it wasn't as polarizing to me is some other things we could have thrown in today, but it's totally fine, and this has actually turned out pretty well because it gets me thinking about some of the other people I like at ESPN. You mentioned that they have this thing where they try to not let anyone become bigger than the brand. I would say that the closest they have right now is probably Scott Van Pelt, just because they gave him his own sports center, essentially, and I'm a huge SVP fan because he doesn't try to be bigger than the brand. He just happens to be really, really good at his job.
We are going to miss this, though.
There you go.
There it is.
There's a winner. Look at that.
Back.
Showdown!
Yankees! Oh, that was from the archives. That was from like 2012. Apparently, I used it on the show one day.
Remember way back in the day, it's probably a couple years ago at least, that we compared his back to an actual quacking duck.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
How similar it sounded.
Okay. Yep. I vaguely remembered something like that too, so maybe I just pulled the same clip from there. I will say, the caveat to everything I just said glowingly about Chris Berman is the home run derby stuff is obnoxious. I don't think it works quite as well.
No.
I am not as big a fan of that. So anyway, Chris Berman stepping back at ESPN, no longer going to host the NFL studio stuff. He'll still be around. You can read all the details at ESPN.com. Cole Manbeck is on with us when we come back. He is very fired up. All you people that think it is just impossible to win in Allen Fieldhouse, the fix is on, and the refs are totally involved in it. Cole Manbeck is doing some research on a project about that. So we'll ask him about it coming up.